Voters in Iraq's complex electoral process went to the polls Sunday to select 275 members of a transitional National Assembly, which will draw up the country's permanent constitution. After the polls closed, several Iraqi journalists agreed that it was a historic day for all Iraqis. Hussein Al-Sahi is a freelance journalist with the Baghdad newspaper, one of dozens of independent newspapers that have sprung up in the post-Saddam era. For Mr. Al-Sahi, the election crystallized the fall of Saddam Hussein's totalitarian regime.
The elections of today is one of the most important steps in the modern history of Iraq to build a civilian society.
Hiwa Osman is the director of training at the Baghdad-based Institute of War and Peace Reporting. He spoke with VOA from Sulaymaniyah, a Kurdish stronghold in the north.
Nobody expected such hard turnout, given the current security situation in the country. But it seems that the Iraqi people have had enough of the insurgency and Zarqawi and his bloc.
The general consensus is that Arab Shiites will dominate the Iraqi National Assembly because they represent about 60% of the Iraqi population. But Hiwa Osman says the new government will need to bring in Sunni Arabs to help draft the constitution.
The concept of Iraq is no longer a country that can be ruled by one person or one population group. I've been watching Arab media. I think most of them, and led by Al Jazeera television, are on the verge of having a nervous breakdown because this election have put away once and for all the idea that Iraq is a Sunni Arab country. The new government will not be an American puppet, it will be an Iraqi government. People in neighboring countries will start demanding similar systems from their government.
Hisham Melhem is the Washington-based bureau chief for An-Nahar, a leading daily newspaper, and he hosts a talk show for the Arab television network Al Arabiya. Mr. Melhem says that despite large voter turnout and lower than expected levels of violence during the election, the anti-American bias that characterizes much of the Arab media still prevails.
As far as reaction in the Arab media, I think those who were opposed to the American presence in Iraq are going to be negative regardless of the turnout, and they will focus, as a number of Arab governments have focused in the last few weeks, on the fact that there is less than a perfect Sunni representation in these elections. We have to wait for the final results, the percentage of turnout. I mean, if it is as large as some Iraqi officials are saying, that is going to be seen by Arab states and Iran and Turkey as something significant that they cannot ignore.
Rami Khoury, editor of Beirut's Daily Star, describes the post-election mood in the Arab world as mixed.
The general sense is that this was an important one-time development. And I think a lot of people throughout the Arab world are appreciating how meaningful this was to many, many Iraqis. Despite that, even a democratic transition is something that people resent to some extent because it came about through the force of American arms and a violent regime change and preemptive war. People are happy at one level and very concerned about the implications at another level because the American army and the American government may go around now saying, well, it worked here, let's go and pressure other people.
Rami Khoury says the implications for neighboring countries such as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Syria are as yet unclear.
In the best possible scenario, if you get a continued peaceful transition, the consensus on the constitution, and security is restored, then there's no doubt that the trend in Iraq will have an impact on other Arab countries.
Finally, Washington-based media analyst and Iraq specialist Edmund Gharib stresses that the single most important task of the newly elected National Assembly will be drafting and adopting a new constitution that enshrines minority rights.
I think this is going to be the main challenge, to go beyond the people who had voted, but to also reach out and to get those people who have not participated or who had boycotted the elections, those people have to be brought in if a new constitution is going to be significant and gain the allegiance of most Iraqis.
For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.
عشقاً زيديني يا أحلى نوبات جنون زيديني وزيديني عشقاً زيديني يا أحلى نوبات جنون زيديني زيديني غرقاً يا سيدتي إن البحر يناديني زيديني موتا على الموت إذا يقتلني يحييني
زيديني عشقا زيديني يا أحلى نوبات جنوني زيديني عشقا زيديني يا أحلى نوبات جنوني زيديني
ويا امرأة بين نساء الكون أحبيني ويا من أحببتك حتى احترق الحب أحبيني يا أحلى امرأة بين نساء الكون أحبيني ويا من أحببتك حتى احترق الحب إن كنت تريدين أسكت ناس كنتك في ضوء عيوني يا أحلى امرأة بين نساء الكون أحبيني يا من أحببتك حتى احترق الحب أحبيني إن كنت تريدين أسكت ناس كنتك في ضوء عيوني وحبك خارطتي حبك خارطتي ما عادت خارطة العالم تعنيني وحبك خارطتي حبك خارطتي ما عادت خارطة العالم تعنيني أنا أقدم عاصمة للحزن وجرحي نقش الفرعون وجعي يمتد كسرب حمام من بغداد إلى الصين
زيديني عشقا